Right, get your giggles out, okay?
We already did, you dumb sack of butt.
I heard that. I heard
dumb sack of butt.
Hey, man, I resent that. Okay. In the year 2017, the entire world is under a tyrannical rule by the three Oweebos. This podcast watches all type of anime and choosing which grill stood tall among the rest each and every week, allegedly. Standing against this evil regime is the bona fide Bowtector, also known as Bo. This dude with a groovy fro is on a quest to become this week's best grill and save hair or something. Let's begin. Hi, guys. This is... Oh, thank you. Thank you. It took me, like... 2 minutes to write that down.
It took a lot more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lie. We have the audio files.
Don't break the illusion. You know, there's people.
There is no illusion. I don't give a shit about that.
So, in case they couldn't tell, what did we watch this week by now?
Today, we will be discussing what we watched. We watched the best anime in the world, Bo. Hi. If you didn't already know.
Can I call you Bo?
Yeah, no, you call me Sir Boy. I mean,
okay.
This episode is already a mess. All right. Hi, guys. I'm Pino. And to my left, if there is my left, is Chuck. And to my other left is Garb.
Hello. I am on the other left.
All right.
I am on the left as well.
Yeah, and he's on my left. All right. So, let's see. Let's start with just our basic first impression. So, what did you guys think about, before starting the show, what did you guys think Bobo would be about?
You showed me the only thing I had ever seen was the spoon scene with the spoon family.
Yes.
And I was...
We're going back to the hardware store.
I was so confused. By the way, we're going to make tons of references to this, so, like, if you haven't seen it, you're going to be very confused.
It's literally the first 10 episodes, so it's not a lot to get into.
It's not a lot. However, it is mentally draining once you get to that 10th episode, because you will be lost. Now, according to the best source on the internet, Wikipedia, Bobo is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Yoshio Sawai, published by Shueisha and serialized by Weekly Shonen Jump. So this stands among the giants, you know, like Goku and Naruto and Luffy, you know, those guys.
What about Joseph?
Who? I don't know JoJo this week. I know Bobo. Anyways.
I almost spit out my water. That was bad.
Bobo is a comedy influenced by Japanese manzai humor, which also uses puns, double talk, breaking the fourth wall, non-sexualized cross-dressing, visual gags, and a satirical and pop culture references.
Take a couple steps back.
Is there ever non-sexualized cross-dressing?
Oh, there always is. That's the joke.
I need to do research. Okay. Hold
and
on.
Once again, the manga series lasted from 2001 through 2007, divided into two separate sections with a distinction in humor and plotting. So what we saw were the first 10 episodes of the first part of the series, just standard Bo. The one that comes after this is, I'm just going to call it part two of Bobo, which is basically what it is. But the basic plot of Bobo is that in the year 3000X, the entire world is under the rule of what the English dub calls the Chrome Dome Empire, which is just a group of baddies that shave hair all over the world. Bobo is the one who can stop them. He is the one who saves the people's hairs from falling out.
Because he can read the minds of people's hair.
Yes, yes, he could at a small age, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Now, if you were expecting some flashy fighting styles, be prepared, because instead of stretching your arms real far, or screaming for three episodes straight, this man uses his nose hair to battle.
And good lord, is it stupid.
Good lord, yes it is.
Good lord, he's very effective at fighting.
Oh boy, yes he is, but that's not his only weapon in his arsenal. He also uses something called Wiggin' Out. And this is where the show really picks up its humor, but we'll get to that when we get to that. All right, let me just open up my notes here, which totally exist. Okay.
Okay.
He's not just opening up a new tab of Wikipedia.
He's opening up a new Word document. He's like, shit, I gotta write this down.
No, of course not. Yeah, this is a professional. This is a professional place. Hey, where'd you put that format, Chuck?
It's in the serious talk.
God damn it! It's pinned, you stupid idiot.
It's pinned, man. In serious talk. You fucking
retard. There it is. I'll just follow.
Oh, while you look for it, I'll tell you about how I. What Bobobo was before I thought Bobobo was Bobobo.
Please,
okay.
So,
yes, go ahead.
So I was told to Bobobo, and I was like, I don't know about Bobobo. Bobobo is probably a bad Bobobo. But then I realized Bobobo isn't a bad Bobobo, but rather it's a good Bobobo to enjoy with all the Bobobo family. And in turn, I really enjoyed Bobobo after I watched Bobobo episodes Bobobo to Bobobo 10.
Oh boy, that sounds like a bow of a time, my friend.
It was.
All right.
How about you go go fuck yourself.
As usual, here's your spoiler warning. We will be spoiling the parts of the first 10 episodes, which consists of basically the first arc. However, since this is Bobobo, I don't think anything we could say right now could actually spoil anything that you might understand at this point in time. Once you see it, you'll understand.
Understand?
And you should go see it. I'm going to say it, like, beforehand, like, this is a good time. I was really, really negative on, like, the JoJo episode, and I'm going to be negative on the next one, but...
Now, if you guys didn't already know, I chose this series for a couple reasons. I actually grew up watching Bobobo, as maybe some of you have, on Cartoon Network, and that show, to me, was just the best thing in the world. Just seeing a dude... not caring about anything, fighting with his nose hair. I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. That's why I really have a beard right now.
After watching the show, I was like, oh, that's where he gets his sense of humor from.
That's why Pino's that way. Yeah.
It clicked for me.
That's why Pino's a dummy.
Well.
Got him.
Ooh, got me good. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Anyways, so let's move on. So the first thing you're introduced to, obviously, with all anime, is the opening music. What did you guys think of the opening track called Wild Challenger?
It's a good. It's really good.
Say what?
But I said Bobobo.
Bobobo.
Say what?
Bobobo. What? Say what?
Say what?
Bobobo.
Get up! Stand up!
Oh! Yes, so...
Did I clip the mic?
No.
Who knows? Ooh, that was a meaty clip. That was big.
If you can't
and
tell,
meat.
We liked the opening a lot.
Even as
a whole lot.
Even now, I can remember when I was a kid and always just being hyped, not understanding what they were saying, because at the time I just thought it was just some weird American cartoon. You know, just like they all are.
You know,
those funny Americans with their silly cartoons and the hoofa.
I was like, oh, they're really pushing it with this, but hey, man, if it's made in America, it's for me. But little did I know, this was probably the craziest Japanese anime I've ever heard, let alone seen. Now, it's not to say it's bizarre, because that title goes to JoJo. So, this is one that takes the cake, I'll tell you that.
Hold on, I have a question for you, Pino. So a lot of people were introduced to anime through, like, Dragon Ball Z on, like, Toonami. Mm-hmm. Was this, like, the show that, like, kind of introduced you to anime? Or did One
Piece
come
before? Yes and no. Naruto was actually no. Inuyasha was the first one that I saw, like, ever.
Inuyasha.
But I didn't understand it was Japanese again, and then it was one. No, then it was Naruto, which I fairly much enjoyed. I loved the original one, but
yeah, I remember you talking to someone on my.
And then One Piece, and then
no one cares about you guys.
Bobobo showed up, and it was just so different than the rest that it stuck with me as long as those other three anime that I mentioned prior, One Piece, Naruto, and Bobobo. Those just stuck with me. Dragon Ball Z was part of my early life, but I wasn't allowed to watch it because my parents were like, that's too violent.
It is too violent. All the screaming muscle men went, ah!
My eardrums. So, yeah.
My eardrums went poof.
I had to pick and choose my shows wisely, and I did not with Bobo.
My mom wouldn't let me watch Ed, Edd n Eddy because she thought I was too retarded.
Amen.
We're not talking... None of that American cartoon shit here.
Butter toast. Okay, anyways. Now, since it seems like there's a general consensus here, we all fairly much enjoyed Wild Challenger as the opening, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
All right, let's talk about that ending song, which is called Shiawase by Manny
Shiawase! Shiawase! Shiawase!
You couldn't tell? Chuck has a feeling about this song.
It is
that
not
was so
a good,
good
song.
We did it at the same time.
It is not good. It is so bad it's good.
No.
It hits that ironic level for me. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
If the singer didn't exist, it would have been great. But the singer exists.
It's like
so
a
it's
misfit
bad.
Song. It's like punk rock. It's good.
Yeah, but it's worse than punk rock.
No. Being bad is what makes it punk rock.
It's so bad.
Now, before we rip each other's throats out, I want to say...
I ripped his dick off already.
In the American run of Bobobo, Shiawase was not the ending theme song.
Oh, was it?
It was not. It was something completely different. It's actually... You can find it on YouTube. It was one of the tracks they would play during when Bobobo would go into his Fist of the Nose Hair move, which we'll talk about more later. And that's all it was. And I was like, okay, I like this ending. And when I finally got to rewatch this a couple years back, I was like, what is this?
Shiawase.
Yeah. So like, I like and hate the song both at the same time. When they scream out.
That's where I live. That's where I live. When I first hear Shiawase, my ears explode immediately.
I die a little
and then
inside.
I fall over dead.
And then I just keep watching. I'm like, okay, this is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, so let's get to know our cast. All right, so immediately we've got a colorful cast of characters. Let's start with none other than our boy Bo. What do you guys think of our Bo?
Bo's fucking phenomenal. He's the best character in this anime.
Now, Bobo, if you guys aren't aware,
no,
you know what I think of Bobo?
What do you
I
think?
Dig.
You dig I the fro, dig. Bro. Bobo can be described as one thing: crazy. He's always wearing his blue shirt, black pants, brown shoes, midriff showing, because you know you gotta have that midriff. He have those JoJo Part 3 tire wheel, literal tire balloons on his shoulder.
Delicious.
And he's got that manly afro. Oh yes,
dude. Can I talk about that afro for a second?
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
It's beautiful. It's looking at these pictures.
Mm.
It's so good.
It's definitely, I bet really he uses conditioner twice.
He better use conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
If he didn't, it would get all friendly and go poof.
But, yes. Dio actually voiced Bobobo in the same guy who voiced
that
Dio voiced Bobobo.
Oh, if you wanted another reason, that's a good reason to watch this anime.
I'd say watch the dub.
As I'm not going to say that usually.
That's what I was waiting for. So this
it hurts
week
me
all,
to say. It's like if someone held me at gunpoint and said, like, say it. Say that the human eye can only see 30 frames per second. I was like,
So, as per request, and I'm glad everyone did, I asked them to watch the dub version of it because the voice actors and I guess the writers had a little more freedom to, like, translate jokes because, Japan and America has such a different culture that some of the jokes wouldn't translate. So they actually had a lot of fun with some of the dialogue that they spoke back and forth.
In my notes, I have... one of them that says literally a fan dub, and I'm like, that's one of the most like real things that I wrote down because it is such a weird setting and weird jokes that you're like, that can't be real.
Nobody
right?
wrote
like,
this.
Nobody had the idiocy to write this. And then you're like, oh wait, they did.
One of the best jokes is in the first episode where they show like the opening like name of the episode, and it's in Japanese, and Beauty goes like, huh, it says a lot more in Japanese, because like the text just says like the opening or whatever.
Now if you're wondering who Beauty is, that's the next person we're going to talk about.
She's a bad character.
Now Beauty, she is the female protagonist of the show, pink hair, probably around, I'm going to say, I forget her age, but she's probably like around 11, 12 or something.
Yep. She looks very generic, and I think that was completely intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, of course.
She is probably most identifiable as the comedy relief of the show, and at one point...
No, she is not the comedy relief.
She's the self-insert.
She's
that,
a straight man.
But they literally say it in one of the episodes, he's taking the comedy relief.
But no, we'll talk about the actual comedy relief
later. Yeah, I would say that... Beauty is the down-to-earth one that, like, you can relate to. Yeah,
Beauty's the relatable, but also the straw man that all, that, like, they play off of, mm-hmm. because Beauty's, like, the normal, quote-unquote, one.
Let's say she's just that one guy who looked over your shoulder to see what you were watching and then kind of just saw some tentacles just hanging out there, and you're just like, what is going on? What?
That's like, pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so other than that, though, this is our female protagonist. Let's talk about everyone's favorite. He is a orange sun, spiky porcupine-type creature. It looks kind of like Sonic. His name is...
He's our snack food.
His name is snack food. Yeah, no, his name is Don Patch. What did you guys think of Don Patch?
He is the actual comic relief of this show because he's a good boy.
He's the star of the show, even though his name's not on the title.
Even though his name isn't on the title and his contract almost ran out. Yeah,
and the fact that he didn't show up in that one episode, except for the beginning and the end.
That was like, what do you mean? That was supposed to be my episode.
I'll be in all the scenes except the ones you're about to watch.
Don Patch started to wear it on me, I gotta admit.
Really?
After like the last two episodes, like the jokes where he was making about the contract, like, got a little old for me. But then, like, I got hit with the scene where he's like,
It's
my first day. He's like, be Give easy me on pay. Me. And he's like, huh, what are you talking about? I've been doing this for years.
Don Patch mostly acts up and wigs out with Bobobo. So they're like,
wig out!
They're a crime fighting duo. And he also is a master of what we just said, of the Wiggin. He's a Wiggin specialist. And
he went to school to wig.
Yeah, there's no accurate way to describe Wiggin. Not even, I can't even find the words to describe
it. It's like if Haman was autistic.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if that's a real thing.
I'm gonna say
that's not true.
Let's just say your brain shuts off for a minute, and you just do what you want to do in that moment. You're like, hey, if I want to turn into a cabbage, go ahead.
I'm back into a carrot. No.
No, I'm a cabbage again.
Again, this is the weird part of the show, because it's going to be very hard to describe some of these things without actually seeing a scene or a couple of scenes of the show to understand. But that's the beauty of it. I love it.
It's just so weird, but it does get a little lolte random, but like...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good lolte.
But the bits are so good that you forgive it.
The bits are great, like... Gar mentioned this before, but the Spoon family scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
That hits home.
Oof, that was a bit too real for me. I couldn't watch it afterwards. It displayed domestic abuse.
And there's a couple parts where like it made me feel like legitimately like, like the episodes where like Don Patch was Bobobo's mom. So, they stuck with the joke for like the whole fucking episode.
So even though this show seems like it doesn't make any sense by the way we're describing it, I think I've come down with a basic format of how each episode runs. So you get the narrator, which I want to talk about in a little bit as one of the characters. You have the narrator introducing the plot and or what happened before the episode. Then you have the guys doing some random thing at the beginning.
A little too random.
Just a little random thing before actually getting into the meat of the episode. They go crazy. They meet an enemy, a hair hunt trooper. They go crazy with the hair hunt trooper. Nose hairs come flying out.
The fist of the nose hair.
Hair hunt trooper dies. Okay, doesn't die. Faints.
Rests in pieces.
And then more crazy stuff happens. And, you know, one or twice you'll get something called Bobobo Theater.
Oh man, those are probably like, my favorite.
Those are flashbacks, and then you get Shiawase.
Shiawase.
Shiawase. Shiawase. I can't do more.
I want to get an instrumental version and just like take the clip of you screaming at and put it over.
That'd be so bad.
I would love it.
Each joke that they make in the episode, they seem to like ride with it, and then it just becomes something different. I want to kind of compare it to, do you know how Family Guy makes those jokes, right? They make the like, oh, it's like when Al Roker did the thing to that person.
Oh, it's, and then it's they like go, when Peter beat the shit out of Don Patch.
Yeah. Flashbacks to Don like, Patch. They walk into it, and then instead of giving you like a 20 or second like thing of what they usually do in Family Guy, like bam, they just go all at it. They're like, if Don Patch is Bobobo's mom, you're going to see Don Patch being Bobobo's mom for about like 10 minutes.
They are the most determined to like stick with their stupid shitty jokes that I've ever seen in my life.
I'm surprised.
It's admirable.
I'm surprised none of the voice actors, you know, like broke character. And if they did, you know,
they probably did. Just had to retake so many times.
Oh my god!
I bet the voice actors had a lot of fun. That seems like it'd be a really fun.
Well, at least the American voice actors. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Japanese.
Now we're not talking about any of the enemy characters right now because none of them actually matter.
Because enemy stands.
None of them matter except for Soften, who I kind of want to talk about. So yeah, we'll Soften is a ice cream man.
No, he's shit.
Put a picture of him on screen, please.
Now with the picture on the screen. You can see he's a nice strawberry-flavored ice cream man. He is a very strong enemy, but however...
He doesn't have children.
He doesn't have children, yeah. And this, I think at this point, is when the anime actually starts getting serious. And this is near the end of, like, episodes 8, 9, and 10. And, it'll go serious, but it'll never take itself too seriously. Like, these first 10 episodes, there is, like, no plot.
They just wander around and stuff happens.
Yes, yes. Okay, so the final character I want to talk about is the narrator of the show. Now, in most cases, narrators they're just there to fill you in on information. This narrator has some personality. He has some great lines.
To say the least.
He really makes the show, at least for me, like, anytime the show starts, and for future episodes, if we ever come back to Bobobo, he will mess with the characters. Like, he will go out of his way to just be like, okay, fine, or like, I'm leaving, or screw you, or something like that. But the narrator is, don't ever forget the narrator, because he is a character in of his own.
Which seems like it'd be more common, but it kind of isn't.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm angry about?
What?
You never talked about the most important character to this entire story.
Stinky Boy?
Mr. Pickle.
Oh, right.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up Mr. Pickle, but I forgot.
He's not allowed to watch this episode.
Not allowed to watch it, so it's okay.
You guys, if you watch the series, you will meet Mr. Pickles and you will love him.
Literally, if you watch the first episode, you'll know what we're talking about.
It's in
about.
My notes. There's like... In episode one, I have in my notes, is Pino Mr. Pickles?
Oh my gosh.
Why would
I be Mr. Pickles?
I don't know.
Because you're not allowed to watch this.
I don't know. On the first note on episode four is, Mr. Pickles is really gone, isn't he?
Characters you think will stay won't stay, and characters who don't stay will stay. I don't know if that made any sense. But that happens.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Enough about the characters.
Trying to process that. Hold on. Nope, I don't get it. Continue.
Anyways, okay. So, since I've only made you guys watch the anime, I actually want to touch a little bit on the manga. So, your initial thoughts of the anime, just give me how you feel about it right now.
First episode, good. I was sucked in, like within minutes. Like, all right. I literally, that's my first note, is within the first seconds, the humor is already 10 out of 10. Like, it sucked me in, and I was down. I was down for the ride with the Bobobo.
It was very enjoyable.
Did you feel like all the things in the episodes were, even though you didn't read the manga, would you assume that they're as close it is to the source material as you see on screen?
Probably.
I imagine some of the reaction faces are.
Yes, a lot of the reaction faces are. However, I want to tell you that a lot of things in the anime are different than in the manga. Since I've been... Chuck, are you okay? Do you need an inhaler?
Don't worry, I'll get my inhaler.
He's already an inhaler.
Okay.
Shit, I can't find my inhaler for the joke. Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is just like Bubble Bow.
Don't worry, I have my inhaler.
Hold on, I got you, fam.
You actually got your inhaler.
Did you?
I did. You know, I actually have my inhaler right next to me right now.
Yeah, it was in my backpack.
I have five refills. Anyways.
I have 26.
So, the manga is actually extremely different. Not extremely different, but some of the jokes aren't included, and actually some events that happened in between the first and sixth episodes are actually backwards. They're like in the wrong places, which is very odd to me, and I don't know why they would do that. But first, let's talk about what was censored. So, at that beginning scene, there's in episode one, Bobo just appears, right? Yes. In the manga, he appears, but he's crucified. He's being towed by monkeys, and he's just hanging out there being crucified. And I'm just like, where was this scene? Why didn't they put this?
Yeah,
Mr. Pickles, even though it's not mentioned in the anime, actually dies in the manga. He gets eaten by a dog. Beauty's like, I wonder. It's like 5 days ago when Mr. Pickles got eaten by a dog, and he does like a whole chaozu thing in the sky, just like smiling. Anyways, the events.
God.
The events. Okay. Episodes, I think it's episodes like 2, 3, and 4. Do you remember that awkward moment? Not awkward, but we mentioned this before, where Don Patch said, hey, I'll be in this episode except for the scenes you'll be seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that episode actually happened prior to when they, in the anime, that episode should have happened before they ever met Don Patch. They meet Don Patch.
Really?
Later. Yeah.
Oh.
So let's see. He meets Beauty. They destroy the first hair hunt place. Then they go to a carnival. They meet those exploding guys who said, don't go into the stock
okay.
market.
Yeah, I remember.
And then they meet Don Patch. And then they go and fight Medusa's cousin. I believe, I don't know if that made any sense to the viewers out there, the listeners.
Who haven't seen it, yeah.
Who haven't seen it.
It barely makes sense to me.
Yeah, and we've seen it and we don't know what the fuck is going on.
So basically,
okay.
It was just very much backwards, and this like third time that I watched through these first 10 episodes, I finally understood why this pacing at the beginning was just so random. Like, they would just walk from one place to another. It's because it was just out of order compared to the manga. I don't know if you guys ever felt it was like off in that small section.
It did feel too off, because I just felt like that was kind of what the deal was with like the humor and whatnot, so it kind of fit, but I can see why it could be a little weird at times.
Yeah. I was just sitting along. I just wanted to stay on Bobo Bo's wild ride.
Now
I need to use the bathroom. You keep talking.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm gonna piss my pants if I don't do this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Let me just talk about a couple more differences. In the anime, Don Patch is sent in by mail once he comes back into the episodes. But in the manga, Beauty is actually mailed in because she was captured but then returned for some reason.
That is weird.
It is very weird. We have an enemy who has a duck underwear on his head in the anime. However, in the manga, he's actually wearing the underwear as intended. So the Dundee gains a whole new meaning. And we could put up a picture up if we want. I put it on the chat.
Since Chuck's not here, he doesn't know that we're making him do work later.
Shh, don't tell him. That's the fun. anyways, yes. So there's a lot of things that are toned down because they, I guess, apparently made this more into a kid-friendlier show. But at the same time...
I guess I get why they did that, because like the humor would make sense. But yes. For like anyone to enjoy...
Mm-hmm. And not so much, this isn't so much a difference between the manga and anime, but more so as the Japanese anime and the American release of it. There were some scenes in the American release that weren't actually aired, they were cut out. So some of the jokes that I guess kids wouldn't understand or are a little too, like, I don't know, grown up, were cut. So for example, there was a Michael Jackson joke in there, they cut that out, I'm assuming because of the whole thing that was happening in that time frame. They cut out.
He was diddling little kids.
What?
Yes.
What? What? What?
Chuck, you should never leave any of these podcasts when it's about Bubba Bubba.
I was gonna piss my pants. I can't. I literally could not have stayed any longer.
It's okay. I moved from manga differences and anime differences to American release and Japanese release. They cut out some scenes in the TV broadcast in America. So, like, you know, Michael Jackson's son. You know that joke from the first episode? They cut that out, obviously, because of the whole Michael Jackson stuff that was happening at that time. They cut out. There was a scene where a dog was running for president in Japan, I believe, but they cut that out, obviously, because, you know, I mean, you live in America, you know, I don't care about the Japanese.
I don't care about the Japanese.
And they actually cut out a significant amount of the Don Patch school graduation part of it, so you don't see a lot of the bears in the scene. Like, there's
the bears.
Yeah, there's like a lot of things that are cut out. But, like, there's a DVD dub release out there somewhere on Amazon, probably. It has all the scenes, has eye catches and everything. So if you wanted to watch this in the purest, most fan-dubbiest form, go to Kiss Anime or any of the other sites. Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
I would buy it, but I'm crazy.
I'd buy.
All right. Yeah, we already mentioned Pickles was dead. What else? We mentioned Dundee Boy.
Rest in peace.
Soften, instead of his pink fluffy exterior, is actually a brownish color. Poop? He's literal poop in the anime or the manga.
Yeah, they call him ice cream in the anime. But
yes, and there's a lot more blood in the manga than in the anime.
Oh boy!
Like, anytime he hits anybody with the nose hair attack, there is like splurts. It's either splurts of blood or just like cool action scenes that look cool as like impact frames, but I think they're all bleeding because they all just bleed out of their mouth.
oh, boy.
Anyways, that's all I want to get into so far, because the rest would be spoilers if we ever come back to this series.
And I would love to. I would be down for it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I had to bolt out of here because oof. But one of the perks of not having to host every podcast, can go take a little pee break.
I guess so. All right, but you know, even though you aren't the host, in honor of it being one of our best segments, it's time once more.
I don't have it open.
It's time once more.
Give me 2 seconds. Wait.
Somebody's gonna get fired for this.
Chuck wants to get off Pino's wild ride.
I'm gonna deduct this from Chuck's pay right now.
Wait.
And I'm gonna sign on for an extra season of the Three Weebos podcast.
Why would you sign an extra season? Okay, no, that's quotes. That's okay. No shit. Where'd it go?
Gonna drink some water real quick. This is exactly where'd how I go? Thought the podcast of Bobo would go, guys. I'm telling you. I dreamed. I was like, this is gonna go so many ways.
Anytime Chuck screams, I'm happy.
Okay, ready.
Oh my gosh.
I found it. I had to open up three different documents.
Do you know what
I
heard?
It.
I thought I heard you put like in a cassette tape. I literally thought you hit a play button to play that like game show music.
Dude, that's my new bit.
All right.
Well, guys, guess what? Yeah. It is time for the most exciting part of this podcast. Welcome to the third ever edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice for best grill of the particular anime of the episode to duke it out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants are, like always, Pino, Garb, and myself. So I'd like to know, who are each of you advocating for?
So, if I could go first.
Of course.
It's a character we didn't mention, because he's a character, but he's not that much of a character. But he is Best Grill. His name is none other than the most honorable King Nosehair. And if we could, you don't have to, but if you've seen the anime, or if you haven't, put a picture on the screen.
There he is.
This wonderful, probably three times conditioned Nosehair is the king of all Nosehairs. And
wait, why are you vouching for it? Garb still has to tell him his.
Oh,
fine,
right.
Goddamn it.
Oh, my goodness,
okay,
I'm messing
Garb.
Up.
The game show theme's running out.
My mind. Go, Chuck.
shit, I like Bobo. He's a good boy. One. Okay, Garb, go.
Don Patch.
Oh.
Okay, go, Fido, go back.
All right. Whew. You just threw that potato right back in my face.
Take it.
Yeah, since
eat it.
Since we were
savor it.
Since we were only choosing best grills from these 10 episodes, I had to go with King Nosehair. King Nosehair, when he appears in the anime, it's just such a shocker. I didn't understand what he was. I didn't understand why he came about.
I still don't. Doesn't he like ride away on a bicycle?
Yes, he does. He's a sad
he
character. He is one of those romance characters, right? He appears. And then he is plucked out just like a nose hair. and I think that's the most saddest thing in the world. He would have been such a wonderful ally, but his manly, suave voice is what kept me coming back to him, you know? The fact that he's so dedicated.
Much like yourself.
He's so dedicated to the environment that he decides to ride his bike all over the globe and enter the Tour de France. And then...
Golden Boy is actually grown up King Nosehair. He grew a human.
He learned.
He grew. It's just like salamanders, how they can grow back their tails.
No. It's more like starfish. Human. How like if you break off a piece of a starfish, it'll grow a new starfish. It's like
that's what I was saying.
No, that's Don Patch.
A lizard. If you cut off a lizard's tail, it doesn't grow a new lizard.
I don't care. You get what I was trying to say, though.
I didn't even finish.
Shut. Let Pino finish.
The fact that his face looks exactly like Bobobo, but just purple, makes it even more flattering to me. I'm just like, wow, what a guy. I don't know. He adds to what was desperately needed to fix that problem that maybe Garb had of Don Patch being a little too much, you know. Having a third character there really helps kind of balance out the whole craziness. Because sometimes Don Patch is just a little throwing some shade on him.
And beauty isn't always around.
Yeah, beauty isn't always around. And when she's...
Thank God.
What did you say? All right, who's next?
Okay, I guess... Well, let's talk about King Nosehair. I mean, Grub.
Okay, what do you guys think?
He's a good curator.
He's a good one.
But
I mean, he's nose hair, so.
But I don't think he's the best.
Garb, I think it's 2017. You know? We've accepted many laws in our nation. I think nose hair equality should be one of them.
He's right.
You're just a hater.
He's right.
God, why are you such a hater?
Right.
Okay, well, I guess that's all. I'm going to roast
Chuck,
Garb for being shit.
You're not putting up a fight?
No, I like King Nosehair. I just don't think he's the best girl.
What?
That's it.
I think you're wrong.
Just because he's an inferior choice of my own.
Bo, bo, bo.
All right.
So why is Bo the best, though?
Well, unlike the last two sessions, I totally didn't research any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've wrote down in my notes, and I'll read them verbatim, Bobobo is best grill because he has the fist of the nose hair. That was it. But I could talk more.
That was it.
That was it, guys. So, Bobobo is the main character, obviously. And as such, gets the most character development. And so Bobobo goes to school and studies real hard. And doesn't care how he looks because he could dress as a girl and still look fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And also has... a spoon wife, and has a child, and his dad's a hare, and his soul is in the shape of a loaf of bread,
and his mom
is Don Patch sometimes.
And okay. What would be a best girl without the ability to be a mom? Hmm? And who's Bobo's mom again?
He was actually brought into this world by a piece of hair.
Yeah.
And he can also talk to hair. I forgot about that.
They bring it up once and then just ditch it.
And you know, if they go to Brazil, they'll have the perfect disguise.
Perfect. And I just think Bobo is the best because he's like kind of the straight man comedy, I guess, where it's like he acts super serious.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes a lot of the jokes in Bobobo so good, is that everyone's being so serious.
They're like, what? This is how I usually act.
What? What do you mean? I'm totally... Oh, my God.
What do you mean people don't act like this?
What do you mean? But yeah, he also has a family living inside of his nose to keep the nose hair clean, and also has an opening in his afro to keep whatever he feels like in there, like tooth PAs.
Tooth PAs.
Shut up!
Cup.
I'm sorry.
I'm a cup.
I feel like I've quoted the most Bobobo in this like hour we've been recording.
We haven't even been recording an hour yet.
It always feels like an hour with Bobobo.
We only probably have like 30 minutes of usable footage. Right.
We spent like 15 minutes just fucking around.
Yeah, but Bobobo is the best.
I don't think he has beautiful
hair and abs.
No,
I think Don Patch is the best because Don.
Shut up! No one cares about all the
roles Don Patch has. Don Patch is a mom. He's a snack.
That's our snack food.
He got his contract renewed, so he's like getting in for the next season. So like he's got a stable job. Like he's got all of it. He's the best.
I guess
he's funny. He's a bad it's his taxi first day. Driver. He's been doing this for years.
I mean, if he's powered up by soda, and like we saw in that second episode, I don't, you know, he won't live that long. Diabetes, it's a strong mistress.
Bad for your teeth too. His spines grow back.
Spines, his thorns.
Yeah. You know, whatever thing. The fuck they are. He's a hedgehog.
You know, you all have some good reasons. Don Patch, I don't know.
I don't think Don Patch is the best girl. You said yourself that Don Patch was getting annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can the best girl become annoying?
What is love?
Can you riddle me?
Mm.
But you don't love Don Patch.
I do love Don Patch.
Because you're a homosexual. Oh. Only like Homer Simpson.
Oh no.
Exposed.
Call me.
Eat Pent. Also, Bobo isn't that great either, my friend.
But your character is quite literally the inferior version of Bobo.
I
should have picked the narrator.
I should.
That's true.
We all should have picked the narrator.
Okay, guys, narrator won. No poll this episode.
We all know the narrator won.
We all know the narrator wins. I'm glad I went through 10 documents to find.
Yeah. Once again, we none of us picked a girl.
Well, I had my girl picked from the start.
Well, I did too.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
But guess what? Guess what? You can send in your emails to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com so we can read some of your answers to who's the best grill or whatever you really want to talk about.
Or if you're on YouTube, you could just comment.
Comment down below.
But on YouTube, we can't read them.
But we can put little hearts next to them.
That's true.
I can't read. I'm illiterate.
I am illiterate.
I'm so glad. How do you manage Japanese anime?
I can hear it with my fingers.
Get those Japanese words off of me.
I'll just draw this fancy noodle.
That was such a good impression.
I just remembered. I'm allergic.
I'm allergic. Okay. Now, it seems like we've just been talking a lot about Bobobo recently. But let's talk about some of the art choices or the art style of the anime.
I want to say it reminds me of JoJo.
Shut up, I was talking.
I was laughing.
You're not.
I was laughing.
I agree with what you just said, Chuck.
Now.
That was too guttural. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Try it again. One more time. Kaido was good.
What are we doing?
That was a Xenomorph.
let's hope we do that Zapdos one more time.
Welcome. Welcome to the noise cast.
Podcast, the noise cast where we
make noises.
Make noise.
Guys, our podcast is going down. Each episode is just getting progressively crazier.
Okay, eventually, we're going to get as crazy as Bobo.
Art style?
So, the art style is, I don't know, it's very different from any other, like, anime out there, at least nowadays. Like, everyone's usually so
shy. Nowadays?
It's still got, like, that 2000 stank, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely has that stank on it.
I would, in a strange way, compare it to how it has an odd art style, just like early One Piece. It just doesn't look like an anime. Yes. Right?
Yes, I will. I can confirm by watching the first 20 episodes of One Piece and reading the first several hundred chapters of One Piece that it looks very similar.
Yeah, it's just by the looks, it could be off-putting. Like, at least to some like like diehard anime watchers, just like people who want to watch good anime.
Spoiled by like really really good stuff, like how like my dick is totally for Studio Trigger.
If you're an anime snob and you can't watch Bobobo, what are you doing here?
Get out of here.
This is a satire. Nobody's here for the plot. We're here for the crazy stuff.
Nobody's here to hear us actually talk about anime. No one's here at all.
I'm not even real.
I'm a hologram and a figment of your imagination.
Nothing really matters.
To Bobobo.
Almost.
Don Patch. Yeah. So the art style is like interesting, but it definitely looks like it was made in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really does. And it's compared to the manga, the anime actually looks a lot better. Like,
from what you've sent us, the manga looks a bit rough.
It does, but in later chapters, it starts getting more consistent. But oh boy, it's hard to look at sometimes.
You're hard to look at all the time.
That's why I have a voice for radio, my friend.
That's true. I have a voice for murdering and a body to kill.
Don't say that on the podcast.
Someone kill me.
Quack.
Goodbye.
Quack. That's the end of the episode, boys.
Quack. Quack.
So, there's a lot of, if we go back to the art and animation, this doesn't help because I'm still looking at the duck picture that I sent before. This doesn't help.
Duck soup.
That's a good picture.
Such you magnificent creatures.
So, you know, the characters look kind of rough. There's a lot of still frames. There's like, you'll just see mouths moving. You'll see hand, maybe like them just vibrating. But when they do wig out, there you can see the effort. You can see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can see where all the budget went. I think that like some of the shading, like, and like lips, and just the way Bobobo moves reminds me a tiny bit of JoJo. Just a tiny bit.
They do a lot of posing.
Not in that way. I mean just like his design and like the way it was translated.
Pose. There is a lot of posing.
There is posing. Mostly because they're too cheap to animate frame.
Yeah. Mostly nose pose.
Nose pose.
Nose pose magos.
God, the best nose pose I think in those 10 episodes was when he's like with those guys with wigs and he's like, I sent you that fan mail. Gimme, you don't deserve my fan mail.
That was such a good bit.
Yeah, that was so
There's
good.
So much quotable shit.
Look at all our fan mail.
Look at all our fan mail. I wrote that fan mail.
You don't deserve my fan mail. Gimme.
Gimme.
I will tell you, it's much more funnier in the dub than in the Japanese one. It's completely different. It's just, oh, God. Anyways.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh.
Man, Bobobo's good.
Yeah, it's
good.
Go
watch it.
They put the effort in where it needs to be, and when there doesn't need to be any effort, it just works sometimes.
All the jokes are still good.
Jokes are still good.
And even if you
gags.
Don't like a joke, like, it'll be gone, like, eventually.
Yeah, it'll be gone within 10 minutes.
They're not going to be like, hey, remember that time I did the thing? Yeah, that
hey,
was
Hey, remember,
good.
Remember when I was a taxi driver?
Yeah. Hey, remember when there were two video stores?
That was a funny bit, though. I guess it's the best of Bobobo again.
Oh my gosh.
My God.
But yeah, don't come into this anime thinking you're going to see spectacular animation or like One Punch Man level of like...
One Punch!
However, you will see bald people. You will see bald people.
Yeah, I actually have a note that says that some of the...
I think
the
shaved
people. I'm just gonna keep going and just act like he's not having.
I need a water refill.
Some of the bald people look kind of like Saitama.
Yeah,
and that made
Saitama
me laugh.
Saitama is my favorite Bobo.
Well, at least we now know who's stronger. Bobo would obviously beat up Saitama. No,
absolutely.
Come at me, hey
Saitama. He doesn't have nose hair.
Come at me, comments.
Goku versus Boba Bo versus Naruto versus Don Patch.
Don Patch wins.
Don Patch wins by default.
He has his green onion.
He has the Don Patch sword. I can't believe I'm seeing the Don Patch sword in front of me.
We forgot about Gasser.
I actually briefly mentioned him. I called him Stinky Boy.
That's what you were.
He's not too important now. He was the one who was recently hired at the end.
He was a stalker.
Yeah, for the episodes we watched, he was just sort of a mysterious guy.
Except for the last one where then he farted on.
I don't remember where I read this.
It's literally Stick of Truth.
His design kind of, if you look carefully, doesn't he remind you of a certain fast boy? Doesn't he remind you of a fast boy?
Who runs in a certain way?
Yeah, especially his shoes and his hair.
Dude, did you say Silver the Hedgehog?
No, okay, yeah. Let's go with Silver.
It's no use!
A lot of these actually have some sort of Sonic inspiration to them.
I see it!
Yes, Don Patch, Gasser.
Sorry, I was quoting Silver again.
Garp, you've been playing too much Forces.
God, I streamed Forces in its entirety.
Oh my gosh.
It was...
Looking at the characters... As you say that, Bomb Girl totally looks like Sonic. Pink Soft Man looks like Sonic. Don Patch looks like
Knuckles.
Derp Man looks like Sonic.
All the bald guys look like Eggman.
And Beauty is Amy.
No, Beauty is Eggman. and Gasser is Cream the Rabbit.
And Pickles?
And Pickles is a pickle. And Boba Bo is... he's Tails.
Sonic!
Thank you, everyone. I'm here all week.
Oh, my gosh. This has gone the best way. This is possible. Humanly possible.
Humanly, if we were Boba Bo, we are beyond human.
Right.
Boba Bo is less human and more nose hair.
Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Also, cabbage.
Oh, yes.
I wish I was.
What else is there? Oh, yeah, we haven't done the rankings, but I mean, we'll get that in a minute.
Well, no, but that's at the end of the episode.
That's why I asked if there was any...
We didn't talk about the squirrels!
You dummy!
So there's a subplot. If you guys are curious,
it's very important.
There are two squirrels that are, you know, residents of Boba Bo's hair.
Of Boba Bo's hair.
And they're having a bit of a relationship bump, you know. Sally, not feeling the other guy anymore. I don't remember his name because he's not worth it.
Let's look out the more... while you keep telling, I'll look up their names.
Oh my gosh.
Do their names even fucking matter?
It does.
I hope so.
They will. You'll see them.
I thought they were a one-off joke, but then they came back and I was like, whoa!
Some jokes do come back. I will say that, but some of the good ones come back, not the bad ones. They don't stay for long, don't worry. Yeah, squirrels. You have the mean green soup alien, who was actually...
Oh, yeah,
He was in on the play.
How long is Boba Bo, like, in its entirety, by the way?
Okay,
70 episodes?
It's Risuo, R-I-S-U-O, and Ritsumi. Risumi and Risuo.
That's my favorite Japanese dub.
Known as Bill and Sally, respectively, in the English dub.
Sally! That's my favorite K-On! Squirrel. Ritsuma.
Oh, right. We never talked about the voice actors, actually.
I want to talk about that real quick. But yeah, go ahead.
All the Hare Hunt troopers are racist Asian voice actors. They all sound like this.
They're really good.
It's so,
I like it.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. I don't know why they chose to do that, but I'm happy.
I know why
they did,
because it's funny.
It is. You lose, fro boy. Let go of my boogie. As we mentioned, Dio plays Bobo in the Japanese dub, but in the English dub, Joseph Joestar from Part 3 plays Boba Bo, which is fantastic, because when I saw the first episode of Part 3's English dub, and he was being tickled, I was like, oh my god, that's Boba Bone. What are you all looking at?
You told me this, and I immediately went and watched it, subbed, and I was like, whoa, that's totally Dio.
If you it's really weird hearing Don Patch's voice. If you listen to Don Patch's voice, his voice is everywhere. You might know him more notably as Shadow the Hedgehog now.
Yes.
He is Shadow the Hedgehog. He is in every anime you could probably think of. Sword Art Online.
Yes.
There's Don Patch.
There, he's right there.
Hey, Don Patch, look, it's Don Patch.
He's got the colors. Yeah. He's everywhere.
He's an anime.
He's in anime, and he's an American cartoon. And maybe even some of them Chinese ones, too.
The Ching Chang ones.
Oh, my gosh. This is not a good... We can't post this now.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to bleep
Delete this.
Why are we making fun of the Irish now? Delete this, laddie.
You just sound like... Fucking, what's the guy from...
Fat bastard.
Fat bastard.
Yeah, fat bastard.
Laddie.
Can we watch Austin Powers?
I cry myself to sleep on a huge pillow.
Look at my fat belly.
Get in my belly. Get in my belly.
If you're still here at the end of this 1 hour episode, why are you here?
Please go.
If you're still confused, please go home. Just watch Boba Bo.
If you're not confused,
still watch
Boba
Bo.
You're a superhuman.
Boba Bo made me dumber than I already was.
Boba Bo's, hey, welcome to the club, my friend. All right,
you were infected by Boba Bo at a young age.
Yeah, I think it. I think I turned out like a good human being.
Like a well?
Yeah.
Are you? Can I draw water from you?
I'm a fountain.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Glub glub glub.
Clean water. Yeah.
And that was your quote of the day from Pino.
Glub glub glub. And while you're drinking, I'm still.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I did something to your
drink. Water
almost
came out of my nose again. Oh my god! Water almost came out of my nose again. That was about to be the worst.
Before this podcast episode hosted by me goes any lower off the deep end, let's move on to the rankings.
Maybe.
I would.
But I want to talk more about the Big Bang Theory.
Oh no! Let's talk about Young Sheldon.
Young Boba Bo.
Young Boba Bo.
Youth.
There's a lot more of that in Japanese.
Every time I think of Young Sheldon, I think of the picture Jamebot drew.
Oh,
where,
my God.
Where he did Young Link with the bow tie.
That's a good one.
So funny.
Okay.
All right.
But, I think now we should get into rankings.
All right.
You dumb sack of shit.
Yeah, okay. Which one is you?
I give
you!
It.
You!
I am you.
I give it a...
I am me.
I can't tell if it needs to go on the No, it doesn't need to go on the ironic. It's unironically good. 4.7.
4.7. Wow.
I really enjoyed it.
Whoa.
That's more than Golden Boy. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it that much. I don't think that's the right score.
Yeah, I don't think it deserves that high
I think you're mistaken, Chuck. I never said it was the highest. I said it should have gotten a 5.
4.9.
Is that your ranking?
Not yet. No, it's not my turn.
7.9 and a half.
7.9 and a half?
Yes.
What are you attempting to speak?
Our rating system's out of the roof.
Apple? I rank... Okay, shut up.
I give it a cabbage out of a Don Patch.
That's a low ranking.
Not again.
I give this show 4 nose hairs out of 1 king nose hair.
Oh no. Oh wait, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it takes like 6 nose hairs to put 1 king nose hair. Maybe 5, I don't know.
But does the king himself have nose hairs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I am.
You know, I feel like he would have been great if he wasn't already the captain of the cooking team.
That's true.
All right. Is that your real rating?
My real... Well, Garv also gave it a 4.7 out of 5.
I fall back to 4.4.9.
You fall back. Oh, I thought you went 4.9. I was like, that's not back, my friend.
Are you stupid?
7.
Are you mad?
11.
All right.
Are you is?
So Garb, okay, 4.49. What a great number.
He said
4.4.9. So I wasn't sure if you caught.
Put that in the. I'm gonna put that in the vault.
I didn't think the ranking system would be the one to. Oh my gosh.
God damn it.
It's like a video game. It's revised.
It's revised.
4.5.4.
No, you can't redo this. You are 4.4.9.
When I said we were doing this live, I didn't think it would go this way.
So now I say that my ranking for this show, instead of the four nose hairs out of one king nose hair, mm-hmm. I give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. That's very generous of you.
Wait, never mind. It's a 3.9. 3.9.
What happened? Out of 5. Was it the second video store? Was it because he didn't have kids?
I realized.
Why do I have these? I don't have kids.
I couldn't.
This episode is just the giggles.
That's the best. That's the
I
best
live
bit.
For that I, specific kind of laugh out of him.
I feel that. I feel that 3.9 just because. Wow, I haven't seen it. I think because I haven't seen it all, I can only give it a 3.9.
Understandable. Have a bow day.
Bye.
A bobo-bodacious.
No.
Bobo-bo!
Say what?
Okay, Pino. Bobo-bo. Okay.
All right, so for my ranking, bobo-bo. So many good memories. So many good times. Always gets me good.
This is objective. You can't add emotion however, to this. Objectively, how bad is it?
However. Man.
Boy.
I'm going to go ahead and probably give this one more ride down the spaghetti slide. Out of 10.
Way no. to bring
Move
it
out the way.
The make way for the pasta prince.
One more ride down the spaghetti slide.
No, I'm going to go ahead and probably give this maybe a... I'll give it the same rating as Chuck, a 3.9 out of...
I think the reason I wanted to rate it so high initially was because this is like my kind...
every other anime.
Shut up. It's because it's like my kind of show. Like, mm-hmm. It's not well, like, super I'm, long and it's really funny. Like, I don't like super serious
It is super long.
Shows.
It's fucking 76 episodes, yeah, it's not you dumb that sack long. Of shit.
And that's
Dragon
the reason
Ball's
I
like
gave
500.
It a lower rating this time around.
You dimity doink.
Because... As the series goes on, she says,
"What's your favorite number?" And you say 3, and then Siri laughs at you because 3 is a shit number.
Hold on, what did you say?
As the series progresses, the humor only gets better with the addition
Siri,
of new characters.
What's 3 plus 7?
These first 10 episodes are good for an introduction. I can't believe you're doing that.
Siri, is Bobo good anime?
Oh my gosh, is she on speaker?
No, she didn't talk because she's stupid.
Well, anyways.
Okay, Google. What is Bobo a good anime?
Siri, what's your? Do you like Bobo?
Anime programs frequently mentioned on the web include Samurai Champloo, Cowboy Bebop, Full Metal Alchemist, Brotherhood, and others.
Well, thank you, Google. Seems like it's compared to those three, and those are some good animes.
Hold on, I need to send a screenshot of what Siri thought I said.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. So you said it was as the series progresses.
It gets better. So that's why out of these 10 episodes, it's a good start.
But not perfect.
It's the humor is good, but it only gets better. So that's why I'm giving this. Actually, you know what? 3.8.
Whoa! Yowza!
Yes. I'm sorry.
Siri, what's your is due? You like Bubble? I would rather talk about your calendar and dinner plans. Damn, Siri just wants to get into Garb's pants, I see.
Whoa.
Okay, is that the end of Bo?
Yeah, I guess so, for
Bo
now.
Theater?
And Bobo Theater has ended. You know, Bobo did not become best girl, I think. Allegedly.
What? Okay. I guess. If you decide so.
Guys, thanks.
The internet decide.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening
thanks
to...
Being, thanks for staying this long. How did you do it?
Thanks for fapping with us.
Why did I agree to this name?
It's you didn't even name. Know what the name was until the first episode. You forgot, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You Demi?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
So, Pino, do you have any passing final words before you pass gas?
If I have one last thing to say. The end.
Hey, guys. Guess what? Pino and Carb are both bad because they forgot...
What?
They hey, you're bad, too. I'm the one who brought it up after we stopped.
No, you skank. Shut up. We're not adding this. Okay, restart. Hey, guys. Shut up. You can't talk about the Beard Bros on the YouTube.
Okay,
They'll sue us.
Alex will get mad because someone's eaten breakfast.
Okay. My breakfast is better than yours.
Okay. Shut up.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's me, Chuck. You remember me, right? You just listened to the entire podcast. Why'd you do that?
Hi, Chuck.
Shut up, Pino. Anyway, Garb and Pino are both bad because they forgot to say
You forgot,
name.
Too. I'm the one that brought it up.
Sorry,
no,
Chuck.
No, but you forgot during the episode to watch what anime we're going to watch
you
next.
You didn't bring it up either.
Garb, I have a good reason.
Shut up. No one loves you.
It's because I'm allergic.
But okay, we forgot to say what show we're watching for the next one. And it was one picked by me. It was one picked by me.
So it's Garb's fault. It's Garb's
fault.
Fuck you. Fault.
It's the one.
No, wait, it could be Chuck's fault because he enjoys.
No, fuck you, bitch.
It is Kimono Friends.
Is that really what the name is called?
Kimono Friends, yeah.
Why have I been calling it Kenmo Friends?
Because that's what we call it as a joke.
Oh, that's what we call it as a shit.
If anyone out there loves it.
Okay.
What's the word he says at the beginning of the end song?
Shinobase! Shinobase!
I wanted to end this off with a quote.
Shinobase!
And it all just went somewhere else.
That's how I wanted it to end.
It was me, Chuck. Find me on the internet, UpChuckUpTrip Gaming, wherever you find it. Garb, where can they find you?
You fucking Google Garblax, but follow me on Twitter.
Okay, shut
please.
Up. No one cares about you. Okay, Pino, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter. And you can find
Discord.
Me amongst the clouds.
We're all on Discord.
Yeah, on Discord.
Pino, so what was your final words that you would like to say? My bad, I'm sorry.
When the going gets hairy... You just. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Have a hairy weekend.
Stay fapping, my friends. Bye bye.
Wait, we put these out on Wednesday.
Shut up! No one cares. This was going out that day. Shut up. Bye.
Bye.
I love you guys.